From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. Last February, when Russia invaded Ukraine, the conflict began reshaping our world in ways most of us couldn't have imagined. As thousands died in the war, many people fled the fighting, becoming overnight refugees who were displaced all over the globe. Countries far from the fighting have become involved in a tangled web of politics, and the economic ramifications of the invasion are still being felt as the prices of things once made in Ukraine, like wheat and fertilizer, skyrocket. It is not an understatement to say that the war is reshaping the structure of our world, and it's something that Ralph Bild has been studying. He was a CIA intelligence analyst for more than 25 years, and he taught history and economics in the Boise School District for years. And he's joining us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
So, Ralph, just how much is the war in Ukraine impacting the rest of the world?
I think that if you judge just from the amount of news coverage that is devoted to Ukraine, and of course, in the last week or 2 weeks, we've had the what's going on in Israel and Gaza is kind of overshadowing much of what is going on in Ukraine. But I think that Ukraine, it's safe to say Ukraine will remain a important international topic for years to come because of what's happened, the Russian invasion and so forth. So I think it's important newsworthy, but at a deeper level, as you indicated in your intro, the implications of the Russian invasion of Ukraine and how that will transform international politics, our international economy, even social and ethical implications, I think it's going to be very deep and very long. And so that's one of the reasons why I'm interested in looking at this topic.
Mm-hmm. Can you also talk to us a little bit about how militaries in Europe, as well as in East Asia, have shifted and are continuing to shift due to this war in Ukraine?
Let me first say that I'm not a military expert. My background is more in economics. However, I worked with a lot of military experts at CIA because of the way we did our work. We worked in teams. So I would work with, I'm an economic analyst. I'd work with military analysts, political analysts, other people as well. So I do have, some background, although not as extensive, certainly, as many other people. But I can say this. First of all, on a strategic level, this war is transforming our world because many people are looking at this and saying, okay, is this kind of aggression going to be allowed? Is it going to be permitted? Is it going to become the norm? I think it's most of your viewers probably recognize the implications in terms of the U.S.-Chinese relationship. The obvious is, if Russia can get away with invading Ukraine, why can't China get away with invading Taiwan? So there are big, big questions on the strategic level. I would also say that militaries around the world are looking at this as a kind of a test bed for what future wars might look like. And I don't want to get too much into that, but think of Ukraine somewhat as what the Spanish Civil War back in the 1930s was before World War II, where all kinds of powers who were not actually engaged in that civil conflict in Spain were testing out new technologies like dive bombers and all kinds of other weapons at that time that were rather esoteric. So that is going on as well, and we're getting to test our weapons, of course, as well. So I think that's one of the ways that militaries around the world are looking at this conflict.
So let's shift a little bit now and talk global economy. How much of an impact is the war having now on that?
Well, I mean, obviously right now, the war is having a significant impact in terms of world food production because, as you know, and I'm sure many of your viewers know, Ukraine is a major grain importer. And right now, the Russians have imposed a blockade on Ukrainian exports, although some of those exports are getting through, but it still has major implication for food prices and particularly for people living in the global south. I mean, these are people who are living on the margin already. So incremental marginal increases in the cost of grains are having an outsized effect on their ability to feed their families and so forth and so on. And this is reverberating through the entire international community right now, but especially in the global south. Beyond that, I would call a more macroeconomic level, the war is also encouraging a trend that was already here before, and that is many of the major players on the international stage are saying, wow, we have to start producing more of our stuff at home. So not just military, but all kinds of things. And that is having an effect on global commerce, on supply chains. United States is becoming more and more serious about restricting high technology imports to China, so forth and so on. Again, I don't want to go into all that because otherwise I'd tell you everything I'm going to say in my course. I do think it's having already major implications as a result of what I'm talking about right now.
Do you think that the global economy will be forever changed by this war?
Well, forever is a big word, right? I mean, things can change, and of course, we see all kinds of changes over decades occurring, for years, sometimes over months. But I do think that it's going to have a profound effect on the international community. And it's not the only thing that's having a profound effect on the way we do business. But as you w may recall, I mean, since World War II, we have becoming more and more of a global economic community that is tightly interconnected. And I think that the prognosis right now is that we're going to become less connected. And that has big implications, not just for the cost of goods and services for people around our planet, but also our willingness to work with other people around the planet. If we're not so tightly connected, it might encourage some players to say, what have I got to lose if I do this or that? So I see it having international implications beyond just the economic sphere.
So, I want to talk a little bit now about the refugee situation, because since the war began, as I mentioned in the beginning of this conversation, thousands of Ukrainians have had to flee their country, making them refugees. So, how does all of this play into what's going on? Because again, this is having an impact, all across the world.
Yes. And I can I want to say before I say anything more that I'm not an expert on refugee population flows. I follow it in the media just like many other people do, so I have a sense of what's going on. As you know, in the very beginning of the war, there was a huge outflow of people from Ukraine. Many of them thought that the Russians were going to take over Ukraine, and so they just packed up and then left. Some of those refugees have returned. What percentage yet, I don't know, but it's a significant amount of Ukrainians have decided that to come back to Ukraine, to fight for Ukraine, to make a life again in Ukraine. Many of the other refugees are in Eastern European countries and in some Central European countries, especially Germany and a few others. And that has caused some problems for Europeans, because I think, for example, the Poles have felt a little uncomfortable about hosting large numbers of Ukrainians, because they have their own issues, and also because, there's a long history between Ukraine and Poland, and it's not a pretty picture. These countries have been, or these peoples have been in conflict before, so there is that issue of refugee populations causing some turmoil, especially in Europe. But I would have to say it is nothing, absolutely nothing compared to the broader global refugee problem that we're facing on our planet right now, with millions and millions from the global south. Attempting to get into Europe, attempting to get into the United States, all that. That's a much bigger issue as far as I can see right now.
Before I let you go, I do want to touch on the fact that you were an intelligence analyst at the CIA. How has that background helped you been able to study the changes and the challenges that are happening in our world right now because of the war in Ukraine? And we should note, as you mentioned, also the conflict going on in Israel and Palestine right now.
Yes. Well, look, I don't want to toot my horn because that's not the way I operate. But I think that anyone who serves in this intelligence services, be it the CIA or some of our other esteemed intelligence services, you do get a very broad perspective of what's happening. And you also realize, I think that, I hate to say this, but I think that media coverage of some of these events is very superficial. You know, the media looks at it from day to day, and they, many media services, they're looking at it from what's the most dramatic thing we can talk about. So what I'm going to try to be able, what I hope to do in my course is dig a little deeper, is to look at some of the things that are happening that don't get reported or kind of get superficially glossed over. And I think that's something you do get from having worked in foreign policy issues, be it the CIA or State Department. You get a broader perspective of what's going on, and you realize that there's a lot of stuff going on that isn't covered necessarily by news media.
Mm. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk with us today. We've been speaking with Ralph Bild, who was a CIA intelligence analyst for more than 25 years. He will be talking about how the war in Ukraine is reshaping our world starting November 1st at the Osher Lifelong Institute at Boise State. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.